Okay, so let's have a look at the medium-term source of finance. Remember, medium-term is between 1 and 5 years, so anything above 1 year. So here we're going to look at 1, hire purchase, 2, leasing, and 3, your term loan. So the first one, hire purchase, a definition of hire purchase. This allows a household or a business to buy an asset car by paying for it installments over a period of time. The asset can be used straight away, but full ownership only passes when the item is paid for in full, so the last installment. So let's say, for example, you're buying a car, you go to the dealership and you get a car that's worth 20 grand. Hire purchase then, so the dealership will set up hire purchase. That means that a hire purchase company would pay that 20 grand to the dealership. So you get the car, hire purchase company gets the 20 grand. So now you have to pay back the hire purchase company. Hire purchase company will owe the car until you've paid them back fully. So you don't own that car until the last installment is paid. For some reason that you can't pay any installments, well then the hire purchase company can come and take the car off you. So amount, expensive. So it can be expensive by the time you pay back the interest and you pay back everything. Cost, the final overall cost of the asset will be higher than if cash was given. However, businesses can offset this against tax. Control, no security is given, but the asset can't be used as a security for any loans until it's fully paid for, because you don't own it. And by the time the asset is paid for, so risk, by the time the asset is paid for, it may have become obsolete or depreciated in value. Number 2, then leasing. So leasing is like renting. It's your definition for leasing. This means renting an item for an agreed number of years. When the lease is up, the item is returned. So you never get to own the asset. You get to use it, you get to update ones. So if it's leasing vans and that, you'll always get the newest van. Amount, expensive. So assets can be acquired quickly for use by the household or the business. So expensive assets can be got quickly, so you can lease property to run your shop in. Cost, leasing costs more than cash purchases, but the cash flow is improved as money is not tied up in the asset. Businesses can offset this against tax again. So we can lease it for less than we can buy it. And security then, or control. Security is required as the leasing company retains ownership of the asset. The household and business must sign a contract agreeing to lease the asset for a number of years. So a bit like renting a property. And risk then, since you don't own the asset, you don't have to worry about the asset being obsolete or depreciated in value. And the last one then, your term loan is kind of like any sort of loan. So this is a loan from a financial institution that is repaid in a monthly installments over a number of years. The conditions of the loan differ on the needs of the household or the business. So, for example, how long the loan is going to be for, the interest that's going to be repaid, any security that's required to get the loan. For reliable house and businesses, term loans are easy to negotiate. So you can go into a bank or a credit union and say, I want a loan for 10,000. They'll give you the loan and then you will pay equal installments over a period of time, usually 5 years, until the loan is paid back. If it's less than 5 years, your installments are going to be higher. If it's 5 years, then your installments are going to be lower. So amount, large amounts of finance can be borrowed. The cost, interest paid is usually lower than draft overdrafts. The better the borrower's credit rating, the lower the risk, and the lender thus still giving the loan. Control, banks may look for some asset to be used as security or collateral. In the event of non-repayment, the bank may also seek a personal guarantee. Risk, failure to repay the bank, a firm's credit rating and reputation may be damaged, but the duration of the loan can be customized to suit the needs of the individual. So three things that you need for hire purchase or for medium source of finance: hire purchase, leasing and term loan. Remember, if you're ever asked what sort of finance you'd use to buy a car, you're either going to talk about hire purchase or leasing, or if the company wants to get a set of vans or anything like that. So it'll be medium-term source of finance.